News Radio.
For over 150 years, Tag Heuer Swiss luxury watchmaker has brilliantly fused technology with design. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has an incredible selection to choose from.
That's Jared!
Time and again, Tag Heuer has revolutionized watchmaking with luxury timepieces, including the sleek avant-garde Link collection and the vintage appeal of the Carrera heritage. Now at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Hey, everybody, get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20, because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast. It's David and Nikki Nellis. We're out here at Jeff and Barbara Black's restaurant here in Bethesda, and we are launching their new tiki bar, and I see a lot of...
Tikis.
I don't know what you are.
There's tikiness.
A lot of suburban tikiites. I don't know even what the hell you guys are doing.
For the people who are not here with us yet today, but... want to hear what's going on? Can I get a little love from the people out there eating and drinking out there? Let's hear what's going on.
We got a nice crowd.
We do. We have a great crowd.
People snarfing down food.
Yeah, lots of food. Have you cut into the pig yet?
Not yet.
Oh my God, the pig! The pig is coming.
All right, so we got a lot going on. We got to get into it. First, I just want to thank Sean Chun from Gigs in Bethesda, the world's greatest music school,
Yay!
Who's out here playing. And we have got a big show. We're doing a lot of oyster thing, and we'll tell you why later. But we've got Travis Croxton from Rappahannock Oysters out here, and we're going to be introducing a new variety of oyster named and actually ordered up and named by Jeff Black.
Yep. And later in the show, we've got Craig Snyderman. He's with Food and Friends. It's a fabulous organization that does incredible things around the D.C. metro area. He's going to tell us about all the fun events they have coming up. And Jeff Black is actually doing something special with them later in September. We're going to find out all about that.
What's he doing? Who wants to know?
I want to know.
I want to know.
Everybody in the audience wants to know. We've got Dragon Creek Oysters in. Dr. Dan Gross and Bruce Wood. They're going to talk about their oysters.
You know what? We got double oysters. Every time we have oysters on, because everyone knows they're an aphrodisiac, I end up chasing Nikki around the house for a week.
That's why I always have the oysters.
So
in.
I like that.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Fun.
Thank
Works
you, boys.
Jackie Greenbaum of Jackie's Restaurant in Silver Spring, and the new, coming soon, El Chucho. She's brought in some people from her restaurant. She's going to tell us all about it. And Mix Pixie of the
Not Mix Pixie.
Miss Pixie.
Say that fast.
How's Mix that tiki Pixie drink?
The tiki drink is really good. Miss Pixie of the very famous Miss Pixies on 14th Street is in. She's going to tell us about those dog days of summer, which are coming up very soon in August.
But Feist.
Yes.
Doug Doyle, who is the master of mixology out here at Black's in Bethesda.
Can everybody see Doug? Can y'all see him? Doug?
He was up all
Wave,
morning.
Doug,
you got to put the headset on.
Okay.
He was up all morning chopping coconuts in half to make these Mai Tai bowls or whatever they are. What?
Okay,
what are these? What are these actually made of? Are they glass?
They're like plastic.
It's real coconut. Come
yeah,
on.
It's real coconut.
It's awesome.
From China.
It's a real.
All right.
A lot of coconuts in China?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's start with Jeff. Jeff Black, thank you so much for having us today.
Of course, thanks for coming
out. All right, a tiki bar in Bethesda.
Of course.
Tell us why. Why are we doing this?
Because it's fun.
It's fun.
Why would
so
you?
So is this always going to be here? You're going to have this set up all summer?
Yes, the tiki bar is a new permanent fixture. So
wait a minute. I want to know, what makes a tiki bar a tiki bar?
Right.
The tiki drinks.
Okay, and what are teeth? For those
we're gonna
who don't
Mai
know.
Tais, we're going to have zombies, we're going to have all kind of rum-based drinks.
Zombies?
Okay.
Oh, gargoyle, I'd like a zombie.
So you got a whole set of stuff coming right now, which is some
right.
stuff.
But, all right, so Doug, what are you mixing up over there with your very special assistant who's helping you?
Brandon. Brandon looks very
Hi,
good
Hi, Brandon.
Today
You're doing
shades.
A very good job.
Brandon's hands aren't shaking, so he hasn't been drinking. That's
no, not yet. Everybody else is
hey,
shaking
yes,
up
he
here.
Is.
Okay.
Well, what we decided to do was...
Slide around this way so you can get on TV.
Sure, sure. Well... What we decided to do was put the patio, the bar out on the patio for the summer and mm-hmm. bring a little bit of the beach to Bethesda for those that don't get to travel every weekend down to the shore, and we can have some cocktails that remind you of the ocean here.
Right.
And, I'm sorry, okay, I don't see any grass skirts or girls in bikinis.
I know, next time I'm going to wear the coconuts properly. I'm going to come dressed in
you know,
costume.
That's big because she only wears those at home usually.
The more so cocktails people get, the more coconuts are going on. So.
That's nice.
Okay, so
bring those down to Nikki.
And what about the pig? Yeah. Guys, you're cooking up a whole pig.
Yeah, we have a cajino. We've been doing a lot of different stuff.
You have a what?
Chinese box.
A gesundheit.
All right, so for people who don't know what a Chinese box is, do you want to explain it?
It's invented in Cuba by Chinese people that were there.
You don't know what it is. You have no idea.
It's a box.
Sorry.
a Cajun friend of mine calls it a Cajun microwave.
Okay, but why do we cook?
Really fast.
So instead of burying it in the ground, is it
exactly.
like it
We cook a 100-pound pig in about 3 hours.
Okay, wow.
Is that something that human beings can get or only restaurants?
Yeah, you can get them online.
Okay, so sell the pig. What have you done to this pig the last couple of days?
We brined him for 4 days.
Okay.
And the brine is pineapple juice.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On June 10th, we've got another live one for you. We're going to be at Jeff Black's Black Restaurant in Bethesda. We're going to be talking with the guys from Union Market, and there's going to be lots of oysters from both Rappahannock and Dragon Creek. So join us at Black's in Bethesda.
I guess you could say we're going to be back in Black's.
You bet.
That's Foodie and the Beast live Sunday at Black's in Bethesda on 1500 a.m. at 11 o'clock.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon Family Groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon Family Group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon.
It probably set back the program for a couple of years.
Well, that's good.
But this demonstrated that cyber weapons could physically destroy critical infrastructure. Now, the problem is we have SCADA devices attaching all of the infrastructure we have in the U.S. Our dams, our electrical power grid, everything is remotely controlled by the Internet. And there's always a SCADA device in between the Internet connection and what the device is doing.
Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Hey, Jamie, who sings that song? Whoa, piece of bread.
That can't possibly be a real song.
No, it is. We heard it on the car radio this morning.
Matt, we really need to get HD radio so you can hear song lyrics better. Actually, we should get a Kia Sorento with the Yuvo infotainment system and HD radio. This way you can hear all your corny lyrics with crystal clear digital sound quality, and I can listen to good music on all the extra FM HD2 and HD3 stations it offers. Now sing that song again to me.
Whoa.
Voice activated Yuvo infotainment system with HD radio. Now available in the Kia Sorento.
We couldn't have lost the connection because we're listening to commercials.
Right.
Doyle.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Cocktail.
Oh, it's right next to you.
So are we back on? All right, well, let's comport ourselves as if we're on. We're going to sit here and stare at the world.
Technical difficulties will not slow us down.
Not at all. And so.
We have a pig. We have rum drinks.
All right, we're on. Let's go.
Let's keep going. All right, so in September, now you're launching two different varieties of oysters, yes?
Two new oysters, two different flavors, both they're Virginicas. So it's not different varieties. They're both Virginicas. They're both East Coast oysters.
And we're going to talk to the folks from Rappahannock and Dragon
right.
Creek
we're,
later.
We're trying to
about
do our part to help.
How they introduce two oysters who've never met and get them to, you know.
Fun.
You know what I'm saying, yo? Okay.
How do oysters get excited?
I don't know.
Are you
going to
tell us? Do you know something
you know
don't
what?
Know?
Where's Travis
Croxton? The man of can is coming on.
Okay. Travis? Where are you, man? Let's get Travis up here. All right. Well, Jeff, at the end of the show, we'll talk more with you about everything that's going on.
Travis, why don't you come over here?
Come on, sit down, Travis.
So Travis Croxton is one
of... and he brought oysters. Yeah, old salts.
Travis.
Those babies. Has everybody tried Travis's old salts?
All right, wait a minute. You're jumping.
What?
Travis and his cousin started Rappahannock Oysters. I guess their grandfather was an oysterman down on the bay. Is that correct?
He was. Grandfather, great-grandfather. It goes back generations.
They got into the oyster biz, I guess, on a personal basis, and suddenly they are moguls. They're oyster moguls, and they're raising the oysters that you're tasting in almost every restaurant in town.
And he's ready to crack a beer.
It's a hobby that went all right.
It's a hobby that went
so
really
how
well.
Do you, let's talk about it, man. How do you raise oysters?
Well, we actually have a logistical nightmare that we have 5 oyster farms throughout the Chesapeake Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The main farm is on the Rappahannock River, and we use when we resurrected the company 10 years ago, we use aquaculture.
Okay.
And we just...
Can you explain aquaculture quickly? Because I don't think everybody... Does anybody know what aquaculture is?
Time.
Aqua, yes. Thank you.
For centuries, mankind just depleted the natural resources. And
okay.
New York wiped out oysters over in the early 1800s. San Francisco, mid-1800s. People would just dredge the bottom, pull up oysters, and desecrate the floor of the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay.
So aquaculture is actually farming. Food pull in, they're less destructive on the bottom.
Okay.
For every oyster we sell, we guarantee that we're putting a dozen back into the water through our efforts.
Wow. And how do you do that? How do you make that happen?
It's hard. So we use mostly diploid oysters, which actually do spawn.
Okay.
In summertime, we switch over to triploids that do not, so we can continue year-round selling.
Can we talk about how oysters spawn? I want to know the dirty details about oyster sex. How do they do it?
I brought a video.
All right,
we'll
all kids.
That after the show.
All kids go play.
Right.
How do oysters do that thing?
Well, so the farm-raised oysters, it happens in a hatchery.
Mm-hmm.
In the wild, it's male oysters release sperm, females.
He said
eggs,
sperm.
And okay. they meet in the middle in the water column and create larvae. Larvae swims around for about 3 days.
Okay.
And until it finds something hard to set onto. And once it actually...
That's why you guys line the beds with the shells? Is that why you do that?
We're actually creating sanctuary reefs that we do not pull from.
Okay.
Exactly right. So the diploids that we farm give back to the bay by creating wild oysters out there.
Wow. So you're hoping to not just farm...
But also increase wild population.
Right. And what I always find interesting is that everybody says you should eat more oysters because it's really good for the bay.
Farmed oysters.
So I don't understand. But you're taking them out of the water. Shouldn't they stay in the water to filter?
So every oyster that we
eat. Here comes a pig.
I know. Oh, my God. There goes the pig. Everybody check out the pig. Sorry.
I just got upstage.
We got totally upstage by. Oh, my God. Look at that.
And I don't want to. I don't want it to bother anybody that pigs are smarter than dogs. Okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is gorgeous.
Look at the size of that.
Oh, my God.
Thing.
Look at all the grease just dripping off.
Farmed oysters, though, we take out what we put in.
Okay.
And we're also, with the larvae that we're actually putting out there, we're putting in more than what we ever take out by far.
Okay.
By huge number.
So now, you're working with Jeff to create a specific oyster for him.
Right.
How do you do that? I mean, does he say, I want a certain profile, I want it to taste a certain way?
Well, we did an event in February, actually, last time we spoke, I think. And we have on our old salt farm in Chincoteague.
Are they passing these around? Are you guys passing around these oysters?
I don't know. I'm passing them around
myself.
Oh, my
God. These oysters are insane. Go ahead.
There's some up here.
All right.
There's a section called Black Narrows, and Jeff was walking by after the event. I said, hey, we grow old salts and black narrows, black salts.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, I like that idea.
All right. And so what was he looking for in this?
He likes salt. He likes salt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, talk about the concept of
Merar,
which is a play on terroir, which is the dirt that, vines grow in.
Right.
You guys kind of coined this and you came up with the concept. Talk about it.
When we started, we went to Grand Central in New York and they had 40 oysters from Massachusetts and they had one from the Chesapeake.
Okay.
The Chesapeake is the largest estuary in the the old days of branding, where each bend of each river had its own unique oyster name. Everywhere that you drop an oyster, they can come from the same hatchery, but where they end up is what they end up tasting like. They take on the characteristics of the water
that they're in,
environment in which they're grown.
But how does the water
much like grapes, exactly. Right? I mean, it's the same
but
thing.
But wait a minute. The grapes are, you know, in other words, you've got more uniformity in grape taste based on the ground they're raised in, but you can have oysters that are raised 100 yards apart and have totally different taste, right?
A little bit, depending on...
Don't say little bit. I read that.
Well, we like to do a bigger difference, and so, like, the Rappahannock is, it's as least saline as you can get. It's a sweet, buttery, mineral flavor.
Old salts. Old salts are being passed around right now.
Old salts are grown right off the ocean, and it's as salty as you can get.
Yeah, no, it tastes...
So the two extremes that we have.
I love it. Now, talk about the new restaurant you guys are doing.
We're actually going to open up a raw bar at Union Market.
I know.
In D.C.
So excited. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's talk about Union Market is off of Florida and New York Avenue, right?
Yes.
And it's going to be cool.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun.
We had Richie Brandenburg on last week talking about it. Richie's a chef who, I guess he was instrumental in getting the whole thing.
Well, he's curating the whole thing.
Richie and I actually hung out last night at our place on the river.
Thanks for the invitation.
So now...
year ago at our farm, so you can actually come down. We have picnic tables right on the river, and great beer and wine selection, and it's just a fantastic
getaway. Are you serving
getaway.
Pearl Necklace?
We do have.
Have you guys seen this
Pearl
beer,
necklace
Pearl
Flying
Necklace
Dog?
From
this
Flying
is yours,
Dog.
By the way. These are cold.
Does anybody know Flying Dog beers? Do you guys know Flying Dog?
Flying Dog is.
If you don't, you should know them.
Okay, so they are a local brewery, and they have gotten together with the Rappahannock guys, and they have created the Pearl Necklace.
Oyster stout. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that on air?
You tell me.
Yeah, so I just did. Anyway, so tell us why you guys came up with this.
We actually met at a party with Brian Voltaggio. He introduced, said you guys should meet, and we talked about, hey, we wanted to actually do a beer. They said, hey, we wanted to actually make an oyster stout. So let's do it. So they.
What is an oyster stout?
They actually take 100 Rappahannocks every 2 weeks with their batches, and they dump it. In their mash, it
really
disintegrates shell and everything. The full oyster.
They put like the whole thing in.
The whole thing in.
Oh, neat!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it gives it that little smoky salt flavor.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's really good.
Yeah, I think it's real good. Now, yeah, Nikki's not a beer drinker.
I'm not a huge beer drinker.
I am.
But it's tasty.
We'll finish it for you.
It's a little more portery to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a stout.
Do we have to take a break?
No, we got to throw Travis out of here and bring in Craig Schneider.
Thank you so much for coming in
today.
Cheers, Sunny. All right, can we get a round of applause, please, for Craig? All right.
But Travis, don't leave before you've opened many more oysters. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and they're passing around some of the old salts now, but for those of you who are here, there is a whole raw bar in the back where they're... picture.
Oh,
has anybody seen this?
It's Jeff and Craig in a moment of bliss.
Oh my God.
Can you see that?
All right, Craig.
For those of you on the radio is theater of the mind.
Craig,
imagine,
can you explain this picture? Because you've got a mic on your head.
Well, I can't explain Jeff Black's looks.
Okay.
That's just how he looks. But I'm, that was on Dining Out for Life, which is one of the Food and Friends fundraising events,
a restaurant event.
Barbara and Jeff Black have been for more than a decade supporters of that, so I thought I'd pay him back by appearing at Pearl Dive as Miss Scarlet Letter. So this is one of my drag personas, and we were out with Queen Force One. We had seven or eight drag queens who were patrolling the restaurants in the U Street, 14th Street, 17th Street
love
area,
it,
wherever we could frighten people.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'm going to go scare the hell out of Jeff Black. But you know what? You can't scare this guy.
You can't scare him. No way.
Greg, I just want to say, I might have reconsidered when I married Nikki.
Right.
There's still a chance.
Is there? All right.
I don't think my wife would like that, though.
Whatever, dude. She should be more open-minded. All right, so let's talk about Food and Friends for a minute, because over the years you guys have served, what, 15 million meals
That's
out there
right.
in the community to people who could not get out, who otherwise would have been in D deep kimchi because they wouldn't have been able to eat.
That's right. We're delivering more than 1.2 million meals a year now without charge to people who are living with HIV, AIDS, cancer, and other illnesses in the district, 14 counties in Maryland and Virginia. And we do this without charge because of great support from the community, and I would like to single out the Black's Restaurant Group. Jeff and Barbara Black have been supporters of ours for way more than 10 years.
Okay.
They have contributed vast sums of money. The patrons of their restaurants have supported us. Restaurant community is great to us.
Well, that is terrific. So cheers for Jeff Black.
Yeah,
that is amazing. But how do you make this happen? I mean, feeding all these people every day, how can people who maybe can't donate money get involved?
Well, that's a very good point. We have a small staff, just a little more than 50 people.
Okay.
But we have more than 12,000 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And people can register to volunteer by going to foodandfriends.org, our website. They can sign up to volunteer online or make a
And what does volunteering mean? So if I wanted to come and volunteer for Food and Friends, how can I get involved? Or the people here today, how can they get involved?
Well, what they can do is either work in our kitchen or even more important, go out on delivery. We deliver to more than 5,700 square miles 6 days a week.
Wow.
And people can deliver, alone, they can deliver with a friend, a partner, with their kids, however they want to do this.
Right.
Or they can make thousands and thousands of pounds of terrific food in our kitchen.
Well, let me take you to another subject, because you have your chef's best dinner and auction coming up on June 26th. And I know John Critchley's the chair, but why don't you tell everybody about the event and who's going to be there, because
That's one of your big events,
looming on the horizon.
That's our single biggest event, June 26th at the Hilton Washington.
I don't see anybody writing down June 26th. Right. Come on, yo.
Has anybody here been to Chef's Fest? I have. I go every year. It's such a fun, fun event.
It is great. We're going to have more than 55 of the great chefs of Washington.
Right.
More than 1,300 guests at the Hilton Washington.
Mm-hmm.
People can buy tickets by going online to foodandfriends.org and click on the link for Chef's Best Dinner and Auction, or they can bid on our live auction. We're going to have more than 20 fabulous packages. People can, if you can't get to the event, you can still take a trip to Hawaii. You can take a trip to Europe. There are all kinds of things
to do. Oh, my God, that sounds like fun.
It's good, and you can eat and drink your brains out.
Right. So do you know who are some of the chefs? Has everybody signed up already? Do we know who some of the chefs are who are going to be there?
It's always risky to name any particular chef, I'm going to mention Jeff Black, Pearl Dive.
Of course.
Pearl Dive's going to be there. But the whole list of restaurants can be found by going online, and that's the best thing to do. But D.C., Maryland, Virginia restaurants, these are really the top end. We're selective about who participates.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Every kind of cuisine, desserts, appetizers, entrees, everything that you like.
Excellent. All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, talk about a little bit about some of the other things you do to do some fundraising in the community. You guys do a lot of work.
We do. We have events throughout the year. We have Dining Out for Life, which is an April event, which is also a restaurant event. One of the great events that we have coming up in the fall is Slice of Life, which is a pie sale event.
Oh, sure.
So people can go online to buy pies. Last year, I think we sold about 6,000 pies, raised a couple hundred thousand dollars.
That's amazing.
We have a lot of people to take care of. We have 3,000 clients, and we don't charge for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the generosity of the community that makes it possible, generosity such as Black's.
All right. Well, this is great. Thank you, Craig, for coming in today.
Thanks.
It's Food and Friends is such a tremendous organization. If you don't know about it, you should go online and find out more. If you haven't been to Chef's Fest, it's an absolute must-hit. It is a foodie fanatics dream. I go every year. It's always so much fun, and we really appreciate you coming on today.
Good. Thanks so much. And here,
hats. Oh, we get gifts.
Oh,
hats.
Boy.
Gifts, hats.
Swag.
Hats and the official swag. The official
swag.
Kitchen
and an
apron.
All right. Thank
Food
you so much. All right, everybody, give a round of applause, please. Thank you so much.
All right, so back to Doug Doyle, because, Doug, you opened up a tiki bar, and I have to ask you, what did you do to educate yourself? Really? Did you go off and just drink for a year at Trader Vic's or wherever?
I've been doing that for 40 years.
Good boy.
Well, you know. I started here 10 years ago.
Did we lose you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here, take this.
There we go. Oh, more oysters. Yay. Okay, Doug.
Okay.
No?
No? Tim's like, no.
Well, that's live radio.
Okay.
All right, so what did you do?
You know, I I've been bartending since I was 22 years old. Started, you know, when I was at Maryland, putting my way through college. I started with Jeff and Barbara.
That's always the excuse, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah. A lot of wine corks opened up to get me through there.
Right.
And, I started with Jeff and Barbara about 10 years ago, part-time, helping out an old friend who was the bar manager here. And 10 years later, I'm...
Here you are.
I'm helping them out a little bit more extensively.
All right. Well, let's talk about the tiki drinks you're making. So what we started with... The Mai Tai.
Yep. Yeah, what our thoughts were was just go with some tropical drinks. It's a hot day. Great event.
I don't know. People are sitting outside. Is it too hot out there? Are you guys surviving? No? Everybody's comfy?
They're all drunk already. Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
And what we thought was we'd do some, you know,
that
fruity
guy
Caribbean.
Is.
Yeah.
That
guy we can see the sweat listening. You know, do some fruity rum-based drinks. The last one's the Orange Crush, which goes down like water, but...
Those are my favorite kind.
Oh.
Okay, so what are we pouring next?
We're doing the zombie, which we've done some research. We're not recreating the wheel here. We just went back through the books and come up
with...
So
is that like, when you say we're doing research, does that mean you look at like Trader Vic's? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Because like, aren't they the original tiki guys?
They are.
Right?
And some of the ingredients that we're putting in this zombie, you're not going to find in other restaurants.
Okay.
It's the falernum. It's the cinnamon. Well,
falernum
is it's a... it's an almond-based and floral-based sweetener.
Oh,
and,
okay.
It's just one of the many components in the zombie that sets that drink aside.
I don't want to brag, but I knew that.
Yeah. And then what we do is here is we had Brandon do a cinnamon-infused simple syrup yesterday, which is another key component. So, like, the last thing you get is a little kick of cinnamon on the back of your throat as it goes down.
All right. While you're pouring, we're going to talk oysters again.
Great.
Yes,
and you'll
are.
Be back with
Hi,
us in a couple
guys.
Minutes.
Yes, we will.
Hi.
So,
Hi.
Dan
Howdy,
Gross, howdy. Dan Gross and Bruce Wood teamed up to create Dragon Creek Oysters, and they also are creating or have created a signature oyster.
Wait, you looked at him like I didn't really team up with him. Did you not team up with him? Yes or no?
Actually, you look like team members.
Well, we are a team, but actually... we're representing Toby Island,
right.
Where we're doing a signature oyster for the Black Restaurant Group.
Okay. You're Toby Island.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
We're both Toby Island.
You're both Toby Island.
Uh-oh,
okay.
What's Dragon Creek?
I own Dragon
he
Creek.
Dragon Creek. Okay.
Well, he paid me to.
So how did you guys team up? Why did you team up for this?
Well, we teamed up originally because Bruce, as a wholesaler, bought my Toby Island Bay oysters.
Okay.
And this partnership grew out of that.
I can make it simpler than that. Okay. My oysters are low salt from Dragon Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's oysters are high salinity. Just tasted one.
Right. Delicious.
And it's a real easy philosophy. If you can't beat them, buy into them.
Well, so let's talk about... oyster profiles, because having, you know, Travis just on from Rappahannock, I mean, his look so different from yours. So how do you go about creating oysters that have the different salinity and the different look or, like, texture? What do you do to create that?
Well, there's very little that we as growers can do. It's more take advantage of conditions where the oysters grow.
I think we're going to be talking about oyster sex again.
Oyster
go
sex.
For it.
Little oyster sex. Okay.
Well, before we get into sex,
we
have to talk about geography.
Okay,
because
thank you.
Even more than wines and grapes, oysters are creatures of their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And something I always tell people that seems surprising, thank you, is that oysters up and down the East Coast from Prince Edward Island and Canada all the way to Florida and into the Gulf, they're all the same species.
Right.
If you take one...
So, they're all the same species?
So the water is what
Because if you think
it.
Of all the different shells that you see, some are small, some are large, and even the texture of the meat, like these two textures of meat are completely different.
It's all geography.
All geography. Yeah. Okay.
One of the things, though, that makes our oyster a little bit different, I consider...
Are we having a throwdown? Are we going to throw it down with Travis?
We can.
Okay. Travis is like, I'm not.
I'm not trying to slam anybody, but ours...
Get ready to rumble.
Ours is the closest thing you'll find to a Kumamoto on the East Coast.
Okay, and, which is a West Coast.
It's a West Coast oyster, but the flavor of it matches the Kumamoto pretty well.
But the Kumamotos, don't they have the funky shell?
Yeah,
their shell is round,
perfectly
crowny,
round.
Right, right.
Yeah. But we have a deep cup, and
Now, what is the name of this oyster? What are we calling this oyster?
That's Toby Island. Soon it will be the
Black Pearl.
This is the Black Pearl. Okay, yeah. The Black Pearl is going to be handed out. Oh, I see them coming around with it now, so everybody
can
get a taste
of it. But this is a sneak preview. This is like a soft opening because it will debut in September at a big event.
When you guys do it. Well, now let's talk about...
Well, you can't because we're going to take
a break. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about your aquaculture and what you all do. And it's very important to know that you cannot throw away these shells because these guys are taking them back to be reused, just like compost, so that they can grow more beds. All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis from Foodie and the Beast. We are live at Black's
We're
in Bethesda.
We're on 1500 AM talking about how oysters make love.
Can we get a little love from the audience, everybody? We'll see you. All right, we'll be back in just a sec.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today. Or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
The patio is now open at Founding Farmers in Potomac. Dining al fresco in Montgomery County was never better. It's an idyllic setting, away from traffic, comfortable seating in a luscious garden setting. Dine al fresco on cool evenings around the fire pit. Founding Farmers in Montgomery County, just off Route 270 at Montrose Road West. A delicious getaway for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and weekend brunch. Founding Farmers, award-winning menus of great scratch-made foods with ingredients from American family farmers and from across the region. See the menu at wearefoundingfarmers.com.
Hey, man, what's that?
It's my new Pioneer DEH-44 HD radio car receiver that I just got from Walmart for $120.
HD radio? What's that?
It's your extra local HD to HD3 FM stations, but you need an HD radio receiver.
So I just need to buy an HD radio receiver?
Yeah, just visit HDradio.com for all the info. Then go to Walmart to buy your Pioneer DEH-44 HD radio receiver for only $120.
Okay, HDradio.com, then to Walmart.
HD radio, more radio, more value.
Now listen to me, folks. Hear what I say. You gotta eat oysters every day. They'll put your love life back.
All right, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis on 1500 AM, and we're talking to Dan Gross and Bruce Wood of Toby Island. And if you were not with us before the break, these folks are creating a special oyster. Do you call it a variety?
Sure.
Oh, we have more and more people showing up. They're setting up
more chairs. For Black's Restaurant Group. Guys, how do you prepare the beds? I guess that's what, I mean.
Right, so we're collecting all the shells today. Is that what all the restaurants do? Like, when you sell your oysters, how do you do that?
Well, this started a few years ago. My creek has a soft bottom.
Okay.
And that's one of the plagues to growing oysters in the Chesapeake region. So in order to get that to work, you have to put shells down so that when they do spat, then they have an opportunity to strike on something.
Say, when you say spat, what
that's
do you when, mean?
That's what, that's
is that appropriation? That's, is that another
yes,
word?
Okay. Yes.
We're getting into sex.
Now we're getting into the sex.
Oh, I knew it would be.
My kids are here. Oh,
I had to break the ice somewhere.
Okay.
You know what? Our kids know all about sex.
That's
it's
true.
Fine.
Probably
ahead.
More than we do.
Go crazy.
But anyway, the bottom line is the average oyster, when it lands mm-hmm. or strikes and it sits in the mud, mm-hmm. it'll grow for a few, maybe a year, and then all of a sudden it'll get so heavy it'll sink in the mud,
okay.
and then it'll suffocate and die.
Mm-hmm.
By taking the recycled shells, putting them on the bottom, it forms like a mat. Number one, the embryos strike onto the shell,
okay.
and then that holds them up where they can...
There is a test on this later. Everybody better pay attention. Go ahead. Yes.
But, you know, this is what will create new natural reefs is what we're doing.
And that's very important for the bay, correct?
It's important for the bay. Now, the oysters that we are
growing
for this, the Black Pearls, for the Black
yes.
Restaurant Group, don't come from oyster reefs.
Oh.
And you'll see where sex plays a role here, too,
okay.
different kind of sex. So, in nature, There's a mama oyster and a daddy oyster.
Can you tell by looking at them who's the mommy and who's the daddy?
No, you can't tell.
Right, yeah, the daddy's the one that looks browbeaten.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, they even change sex as they grow to make matters a little more interesting. So in nature, the daddy oyster will, can I say sperm on the AM radio?
Yeah, right.
He said sperm.
You can say sperm on any radio, I think.
And the mommy oyster will release eggs, and they mingle in the water. And after about a week or so in the plankton, they settle down, as Bruce said, onto shell or many other rock, trees, spare tires, whatever.
And what is their gestation time? How long does it take for them to grow?
Into big marker-sized
oysters?
Yeah,
what does it take for these to form?
The ones you're looking at now, if they were growing in nature, would take about 3 years from egg to that. Now, we don't do that when we're growing oysters for this kind of market.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we let a laboratory
make it happen. It's like in IVF. We're doing a little IVF-ish.
Yeah, not quite that.
So is there a magazine they read, like Oyster Boy or anything like that? Oyster House? No, there isn't. Okay.
Well, you know, first
thought there might be.
The object is not to get them to clam up. They have to open up.
Oh.
You know?
Bada bing, bada boom. Well, life is your oyster. Guys, we want to thank you. We are going to change subjects radically
here
in a minute.
Can we get a round of applause, please?
Your oyster is delicious.
Thank you so much. And you can all try them now. They are, if you haven't had them yet, they're passing them around, but they're also at the Raw Bar, so everybody can have a taste.
All right, so
thank
we're going to change subjects completely. She's really known around the world as Jackie, but Jackie Greenbaum has a signature restaurant in Silver Spring.
All right, let's hear it for Jackie.
And Jackie has spread her wings from a restaurant perspective, has opened up a number of other operations. She's in with Diana Davila, who is her chef, and Gordon Banks at El Chucho.
Cochina. Oh, you got to put that on. We can't hear you without that. There you go.
Diane. So, Cochina opens up in about 2 weeks on 11th Street in Columbia Heights.
Is it 2 weeks? What do we think these days? Oh, we think it's 2 weeks?
Yeah, definitely.
And
there's supposed to be 1 week.
I know.
What does the name mean?
It means the mutt, as in a mixed breed dog.
Oh, we like that.
Oh, I'm a mutt.
Oops. We're fixing your mic. There we go. Can we hear you now? There you go. Great.
All right. Why is it the mutt?
Sort of it refers to the fact that we're a varied group of people that are opening it, you know, a woman of Mexican descent, my partner who is, I don't know what he is. He's a mutt, I think. And I'm a mutt
as well.
Mutt.
What do you think?
That works.
Okay.
And also that we're doing sort of old
school. Is he housebroken?
No, absolutely not. Not a chance.
No problem.
Well, so how do you go from Jackie's, which has been open for what now?
Going on 8 years.
Eight years. Yeah. Okay, which is really a hallmark restaurant in Silver Spring. I mean, everybody knows it. Everybody goes there. And you've opened up little places around it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go from just, you know, your little security blanket of Silver Spring and why go down to D.C.?
Oh, well, we've been dying to go to D.C. for years.
Okay.
We've been looking. For a while, and one day Gordon called me and said, "You know that place that we wanted and we couldn't figure out what? It's got a for lease sign on it." And really, you know, the next thing you know, we leased it. And fast forward 2 years,
these things take more time than people think.
Yes,
but you're on 11th Street,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of you're just a couple blocks away from mm-hmm. what's going on. Although things are growing up on 11th Street,
yeah,
but like 14th Street is blowing up. It's ridiculous. So why that area? You're looking for something special or
well,
different?
Well, it's unique and it's much more 14th Street in some regards, at least around the metro, is a little bit more big box kind of place,
mm-hmm.
and 11th Street is more our style. It's probably in the next 3 to 4 months is going to completely transform. There are about 4 new restaurants opening all at the same time,
right.
including Tristan the Diner, which has a huge,
huge following.
Right. So, way more interesting for us.
Let's
you know?
Jump over to Diana. So, you created the menu. What do you got?
A lot, all over the place. We've got about 6 different kinds of tacos, 5 tortas, and then bocadillos, which are pretty much like small bites.
So, we're doing small plates.
Uh-huh.
Primarily.
Yes.
And so is this a place where people are just going to go for a cocktail and a couple plates? Is that what you're envisioning? How many people does it sit?
It's little.
Oh, listen, there's a dog barking. Like, right on time. Yay.
Woof.
Perfect.
It's about about 40 inside, but we have a 40-seat rooftop that is beautiful that we're trying to keep open year-round if we can.
Oh, yeah, that's fabulous.
That's awesome.
So will the menu change? I mean, what are you thinking about the menu?
We do want to do specials, but for the most part, we want to have a staple menu, so it's okay. Always going to stay the same.
And what kind of tacos can we look for?
We've got your classic al pastor.
Okay.
So al pastor, you'll find it everywhere in Mexico.
I can't say
on
it
the street.
Like you, so can you explain what it is?
Pork shoulder marinated with lots of chiles.
You know, when you said
onion.
That, two oysters started mating.
Right.
And then we have, so you can get some classic tacos like al pastor, and then we also have...
Are you going to do to-go? Like a taqueria, so people can come and pick it up?
Yes.
Very cool.
And you've got tortas, see?
Uh-huh. Tortas, too. So then tortas, we have one of, funny enough, like usually they're like, oh, okay, vegetarian, no big deal. But the right. vegetarian one is actually the one that I'm really looking forward to assembling all together. So we have Mexican kimchi with huasotle, which is a really awesome wild.
Wait a second, did you say Mexican kimchi?
Yes.
Is that real or is that yours?
It's make believe.
Okay.
It is hers.
Okay.
Yes. You know, and that's one of the things that I love about Mexican food is that really Mexico has, I mean, everything. You're surrounded by ocean. There's plenty of, I mean, going. The saying goes that, like, a Mexican's never going to die of hunger because
right.
there's food galore everywhere,
okay.
you know? So creativity-wise, you could
do whatever you want.
The sky's the limit. Yeah, mm-hmm. the sky's
right,
the limit.
I'm going to ask you to give your headset to
Gordon.
Yeah,
we want to talk to Gordon about the bar
Gordon,
menu.
I want to find out about the drinks that you're serving.
They're amazing.
Okay. So tell us quickly about the kinds of drinks you're going to be doing.
Okay,
at
so...
El Chucho.
Yeah, we're going to do a margarita on draft.
A margarita on draft?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
does that mean you make it?
We make it and then put it back in the cooler, and it'll come off a tap handle quickly.
Neat.
So it'll be $5. That'll still be with 100% blue agave
tequila. Is anybody
tequila.
Else doing that?
One other places. So if we had
first.
Opened on time, we would have been
We'd
the
be
first.
The first one. Oh, we heard
really
somebody
cool.
else's.
So it goes.
I love that. That's all right. It's very cool.
And then it's fitting because of our roof deck, we're also going to do a fair amount of tiki drinks.
Okay.
But I'm trying to kind of.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no. No competition. No competition.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Booyah. All right.
So we'll be making our own blue curacao and stuff, which was awesome. I was teaching Jackie how to make drinks, and she showed up with blue hands after
blue
an order
tea.
Came in.
That's
and,
right. It's amazing.
As well as the margarita I'm most excited about that we'll have is made with Damiana, which is kind of the original margarita that came out, and it's an herb that kind of smells and tastes a little bit like chamomile.
It's so delicious.
And is actually believed to be an aphrodisiac. So right. that there might be the drink you want to buy
Sign
people.
Up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, does anybody here really think I need an aphrodisiac? all right, let's tell everybody where El Chucho and Jackie's and every place else
yeah,
is.
That's
we
okay.
Wrap.
Yeah, El Chucho is at 3313 11th Street, the corner of 11th and Lamont.
Opening, when? Opening?
Week to 2 weeks.
Week to 2 weeks. Everybody mark your calendar.
That's right. And then Jackie's is at 8081 Georgia Avenue at the corner of Sligo and downtown Silver Spring.
Awesome.
Okay.
And the side bar, which
Don't
is
forget.
Included in the building. And the Quarry House, which is the most amazing beer bar and whiskey bar ever in the whole wide world and the country.
Right.
And the world.
Has everybody
and
been? If you haven't, you have to check
The Quarry
it
House
out.
Is one of a kind. And that's at 8401 Georgia
Avenue. All right.
Let's
Jackie.
Give a round of applause.
All right. Where is Doug Doyle? Doug, come back, Doug.
Doug is not. All right, well, let's
what
take
do you
a break.
Guys, what do you, we'll take a break in a sec. What are you guys pouring?
Orange Crush. All right, the Orange Crush is going to be coming out. All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I think there's going to be pig in our future. We'll be drinking an Orange Crush.
There better be pig in our
it's
future.
It's going to be lots of fun.
Oh.
Thanks.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Like farmers markets? None's better than the fabulous Central Farm Markets in downtown Bethesda at Bethesda Elementary and in Rockville's Mid Pike Plaza.
Each has 40-plus vendors with huge selections of local natural meats, poultry, organic produce, cheeses, plus yummy pastries, pies, cakes, fresh breads, even seafood and more. Want prepared foods to go? They got that, too. Bring the family, bring the dog to Central Farm Markets Sunday in Bethesda and Saturdays and Thursdays in Rockville. Visit centralfarmmarkets.com for details.
At the Jeep brand, we've been on active duty for over 70 years in conditions you can imagine and some you can't. And like our soldiers, we never shy away from a challenge. So we'd like to honor our armed forces' outstanding service during the Jeep military event. Get $500 military bonus cash toward a new 2012 Jeep vehicle. After so much time in service to others, we're giving our soldiers the recognition they deserve. Jeep. Hurry into your local Jeep dealer or visit Jeep.com for this special military offer, along with other great incentives on the full line of legendary Jeep vehicles. Offer available to active military and military reserve and to retired military and military reserve with honorable discharge and 20 years of service within 6 months of discharge date on a retail purchase or lease. Excludes SRT models. See dealer for details. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And the Beast, live on 1500 AM with David and Nikki Nellis. Before we get back to the show, I just want to thank the folks that make this show possible. Of course, the people at Black's Restaurant Group, that's Black Salt, Pearl Dive, Black's, Black Market, Addie's.
Oh, my God, how can you keep track of all of them? Oh, my God.
I don't know. our friends at Georgetown Bakery, the Neighborhood Restaurant Group folks, the two founding farmers, including the new one in Potomac, where we just did a live remote and had a blast.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
And the folks at Bethesda Central Farm Market. So thanks for supporting the show. We are back, and we're drinking. What are we drinking here?
All right, Doug.
These are the Orange Crush. It's very, very simple. It's almost a spin off the screwdriver. I've drank them down at the shore for years and years and years.
Which shore? What shore are we talking about?
He doesn't
about?
Remember.
What
yeah.
shore?
Delmarva. Anywhere from when I was younger at Dewey to when I'm a little older at like Rehoboth and
stuff. Oh, yeah, LaCrosse. Oh. You know. By Joe.
Simple, very simple. Orange flavored vodka. We're using Grey Goose, a orange flavored liqueur and Cointreau. Mm-hmm. The key to this one, though, is that the outdoor patio is going to have fresh pressed juice.
Oh, fun!
Orange juice,
that.
Grapefruit juice, something refreshing. It's a different spin than something you're going to get.
You know
from,
what's wrong with me?
Minute Maid.
This
I guess
is
you
so good.
Say.
I wouldn't worry about whether I was at Dewey, Rehoboth Beach. I drink them in our garage, and we don't even have one.
Right.
There
yeah,
you go.
No, these are great.
And it's just simply.
Awesome.
You don't even taste the vodka, you know. It's
no, not
refreshing,
when you're putting that
a little
much
splash.
In. Yeah. How could you taste
you.
The vodka when
yeah.
you put that
crushed
much
ice.
In?
It David. Is David. Something perfect on a patio.
Oh, so you're passing it around right now. Anybody wants to try it? It's being
yeah.
passed
no,
around
right
now.
Yeah, no, everyone here is going to get one. So.
All right, everybody. Definitely again.
Join us. All right, so let's talk about Miss Pixie.
Miss Pixie.
Hello.
Does everybody know Miss Pixie's on 14th Street? It
Say.
Is... an incredible,
cool
incredible
story.
Shop. Let's get a round of applause.
Thank you.
Miss Pixie. We love it there.
Thank
it's
you.
On 14th Street. It is an crazy, crazy shop. You have 9 million things going on in there.
We do.
All right. So for those who don't know, because you're in Bethesda,
okay.
sometimes they don't leave. Tell everybody about Miss Pixie's.
Miss Pixie's is just a vintage furnishing store right at 14th and U. We have everything. Artwork, lamps, furniture, upholstery. Pillows, matchbox cars,
great
marbles,
tables,
everything.
Right. And how did you get started in this?
I started going to auctions with my aunt when I was a little kid and mm-hmm. then kind of fell into that. I was in the restaurant business for a while, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it was too much hard work.
I'm sure running a retail store is nothing.
You know,
sure
the problem
really
is you got to drink a couple of these before you go to work.
Exactly.
Then it's not hard at all.
And so now you're in today because there is an annual event going on 14th Street that everybody participates in.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about it.
This year is the 13th annual Mid-City Dog Day Sidewalk Sale and Celebration. It's actually gotten much bigger. We're going to have Listen Local First music set up throughout the mm-hmm. the event. We're going to have a doggy pet show.
Oh, cool. We have dogs.
A doggy contest, basically.
Down.
All the retailers do really good.
Our dogs will eat all the other dogs.
Well, come on down.
Yeah.
No,
even
really.
Better.
No, really. They,
no,
they
no,
will.
No,
they
the dates are August 4th and 5th, and mm-hmm. A lot of retailers do sales.
And
so is it like a sidewalk sale?
It's
everybody
a sidewalk,
out on the sidewalk
sale. The restaurants have specials.
Are you guys like the restaurants, Jeff? Do they come out?
Yeah, it's just a big party.
Were you there last year? Were you there for it?
We were not open.
You
I was
open
down
yet.
There. I went for the event. But okay. We were not open. So this is our first year being open.
Who's that cowboy talking?
Jeff Black.
David's sad about people's
for 2 days. Like, so how do you get everybody involved? Like, what do people do? Like, what will you be doing as part of it?
We have our big 20% off sale, which is kind of wild. People are lined up out the door. But on Saturday, we're having the dog show.
Okay.
And there's a Zumbathon. There's
a Zumbathon.
I know.
I would like to see Jeff Black doing the Zumbathon.
By Vita Fitness.
Somebody needs to take pictures of that.
Exactly. All the galleries are having open houses. Last year, we had about 15,000 people.
Oh, okay.
So we expect a lot more than that. We have everyone's participating this year.
Is this the first year that it's 2 days, or is it always 2 days?
It's always been 2 days.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
And we've extended it. It's on U Street from Logan Circle to it's on 14th Street from Logan Circle to you, and then from 17th to 9th Street.
Okay.
So it's all mid-city.
Excellent.
Big,
all right.
Big event.
Well, thank you so much. All right,
lots
so everybody
fun.
Mark your calendars. Dog Days of Summer.
August 4th and 5th.
Excellent. All right, Miss Pixie, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming in. We're really excited about it. All right, can we get a round of applause for Miss Pixie, please? Thank you.
I just want to say I love you, Miss Pixie.
Aww.
Nice. Thanks for coming down.
All right.
Jeff Black.
Great neighbor, Miss Pixie.
Yeah, I bet. It's
the,
nice
the
to
flavor
have good
of
14th neighbors.
Street right here.
Well, do you feel being on 14th Street now that you're that it's almost a year that you're really connected to what's going on in that community?
Yeah,
because you've
always
been out of the city
community.
For a long time.
Yeah, but I've chased that neighborhood for a long time, and I
right.
finally got the right deal, and we wanted to build a restaurant that really blended with the vibe of the street, and so that's what I hope we did.
Is it hard?
Well, since you can't get in, I'm going to say yes. Right.
I mean, you've got you know, Addie's in Rockville and Black Market in Garrett Park and
right.
Black Salt down in, you know, on MacArthur.
Palisades.
Is it hard keeping track of it? I mean, is it, because one of the things we were talking about this morning is how Black Salt in particular, because it's, I mean, we've been going there for a long time, how it's maintained its high the whole time.
Right.
How hard is it to maintain, you know,
older restaurants
well,
once they lose
you know,
the
level of service?
It's very hard to have a lot of what they call one-offs. So you have a one store, you don't have a second, you don't have a copy, you don't have.
Right.
So if somebody moves from store to store, they got to relearn, you know. And it's challenging, but it's just the only way we're going to do it. So.
Well, so let's talk about some of the things you have going on. So you have the Crab Feast at Addie's on July 15th.
Yes, we'll close
the
parking lot. We're
going to
have bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to we're getting an absolute mountain of crabs.
And again, Addie's is on Rockville Pike.
Like
right
pounding
next,
crabs?
Yes.
Like the pound?
Out of the Chesapeake. We're going to get blue crabs.
It's important for people to know
crabs.
That it's right next door to Hank Deedle's.
Of course. Actually, yes.
There you go. That's how you find it.
Actually, yes.
Deedle's been there for a long time.
Forever. I drank there illegally when I was 15.
All right, and so.
But did they have dirt back then?
Wait a second. I have to ask you something.
That's
on
funny.
Saturday, June 23rd, you're doing a Rammies countdown party? Where?
We're doing on Saturday, the day before the Rammies, we have a
right.
crawfish boil at Pearl Dive.
Oh,
in the
okay.
daytime.
Oh, yeah.
And then that night, we have a pre-Rammies party.
Right, because why not really load it up before
right.
the night before the Rammies?
Why
right?
Keep
why take it easy? Why keep it easy?
Why keep it simple?
Right. Okay.
So we got a big party Saturday night for as a pre-Rammies party from 7 mm-hmm. to 9. And then Sunday we have the Rammies, which we're up for, I think, five
One,
nominations.
Two. So you're up for New Restaurant of the Year, Pearl
yep.
Dive, Hottest Restaurant Bar Scene Blackjack. Of the Year, Blackjack,
yep.
Upscale Casual Restaurant of the Year, Black Salt,
yep.
Pastry Chef of the Year, that's Susan Wallace
it's
at Black Salt.
Way overdue for that.
And Restaurateur of the Year, Jeff
With
and Barbara
wife.
Black.
She's
Where are you, Barb?
Here.
She's over there. She's chatting.
She's hiding.
In. I know.
She's chitting and
but
chatting.
That's amazing. Five nominations. Can we get a round of applause? Because that is really hard to make happen.
It is.
Congratulations.
And I think it's impressive that Nikki was able to just roll that off the top of her head.
I know, like the top of my head.
You are
I know
awesome.
It all. You are awesome. Now, I have not seen the pig out. Is the pig out?
The pig is on his way out.
It is on his way out. You have to cut him. What do you have to do?
I can smell it.
He's being delivered.
I got one because we're almost done here.
Let's
I got a question
pig
for
to
you.
The table.
Yeah.
Can we get some pig to the table?
What is the deal on Empire? You've got another restaurant
table.
Coming.
We're coming into Virginia. We're doing a new restaurant. It'll be the
Where?
Largest raw bar on the East Coast.
The largest raw bar on the
Where?
East Coast.